So what do you make of this couple, Mark?
Well, they're quite something. I think that they did, or at least he did, attend or was at the Bundy Ranch standoff, and very much was a part of that movement, the Patriot movement, the movement that thinks the federal government is up to no good, is nefariously plotting to force us into a one-world government and so on. You know, one thing I don't think they were was white supremacists. The swastika, I think, almost certainly was meant to say the police are Nazis. When you look at their writings, particularly his writings on Facebook, he is on and on and on about police being fascists, about them being Nazis, and so on. But aside from that, there's certainly nothing about, you know, the Jews or other kinds of white supremacist views. It's all about the government, about wanting to lay down his life for liberty. You know, just a day before the shooting began, his very last post said words to the effect of, "A new day is dawning. You know, we can only hope that our sacrifices will be worth it."
Is there some sort of pattern going on here, or are these just random, isolated events?
Well, you know, it's hard to say what is isolated and what is part of a pattern. One thing that I think is pretty clear, Wolf, is that the Bundy standoff, in which the BLM and federal law enforcement backed down at the point of weapons, was seen as a massive victory by the Patriot movement. I think that very large numbers of people, thousands, perhaps tens of thousands or even more people, saw what happened at the Bundy Ranch as a huge victory against the federal government and perhaps a kind of opening shot in the war that they all wish for and wait for with the government.
You've been studying these kinds of hate crimes for a long time. Is there a rise in this anti-government violence that we're now seeing?
Yeah, I think there is. I'm not sure I could prove it statistically, but since Obama appeared on the scene in the fall of 2008, we've seen a very dramatic uptick in these kinds of things.